Hello and welcome to the Three Keys with Diakri, where we inspire people to take action and change their lives and their community's lives. Today we have Mia, and she is going to tell us more about herself. Mia, please.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. My name is Mia Stallard. I run a small social media management agency. I'm kind of getting more into consulting though, and less into like the management side. So my business is sort of transitioning in the new year. And yeah, I've been in business for about a year now. I love what I do, and I started it, mainly for two things, mainly because I love to travel and I wanted something that I could, take on the road with me. And I also act, and I have a very like sporadic audition schedule because of that. So I really needed some sort of income that I could make that was, I could really make on my own time. So that was kind of like the inspiration behind my business.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you've been doing this for a whole year. So what really inspired you to jump into it?
So it all started in Thailand last year. I was in Thailand in September, I think, of last year. And I was there for a couple months traveling, and it changed my life. It was a place that I had always dreamed of and always wanted to go to since I was little. And I finally, kind of on a whim, booked the tickets. I got them for $350 round trip from LA to Thailand. And I was like, this is too good of a deal to pass up. I have to go. And I wasn't really in a very good situation financially, but I was like, I can't not go. I have to. So I ended up going. I, traveled for a bit. And it was 10 times better than I had expected it to be. I absolutely fell in love with the country. I loved it. And I had traveled on my own before, but this trip was just very significant. And I remember being there, and I remember just like staring out at the water and, the beautiful beaches and the limestone cliffs. And I remember thinking like, I have to figure something out. I like cannot go back and just get a job like everybody else and work a regular job. I have to figure out a way to make money online or something that I can run from anywhere. So that was really like the inspiration behind it. And then at the time I was actually a henna artist. So I don't know if you're familiar with henna, but it's like Mendy sort of art. I was living in LA and I was doing that mainly as my business. And I was going out to Venice Beach as a vendor, and I was doing henna every day. And I kind of went into a little bit of debt over going to Thailand, and I was expecting to be able to pay off that debt once I got back to LA. And once I, could go back on the beach and work and do henna. But what had happened was I had gotten back, and the season had completely dropped off. Like it was now wintertime in LA, and people just weren't showing as much skin and they weren't at the beach. So, my business was way down and I wasn't making like any sales. So all of a sudden I was faced with debt and bills, and like I had to figure something else out. So I was like, all right, this is the time where I figure it out. And I had kind of, wanted to do social media management for a while. It was an idea that I was sort of playing with. And I, figured out like that was the time where I had to figure it out. And, I did. And then, like a month later I had my first, client, and it just kind of went on from there.
Wow. That's awesome. That's an awesome story there. I love Thailand. I've been to Thailand and it's amazing place.
I know. Yes. Yes. Totally. Where was your favorite place?
My favorite place was just the people and the food, just being there.
Oh my God. The food.
It's really cool. That's exactly why I started my business too. Because I love to travel and I like to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And the business that I'm in, doing digital marketing, actually allows me to do that. But let's get back to you. Anyways, let's talk to me about your social media management. How does that work?
Yeah, so I'm kind of in a really weird place with it right now because I'm transitioning and revamping and rebranding. So how it started was I started out mainly just doing Instagram, and I would just manage Instagram for companies and mainly people. I work with a lot of like life coaches and business coaches and public figures. But now I'm getting to a point where I'm doing less of the actual management for people, and I'm getting more into launching like programs like courses and other things. So I'm positioning myself more as a consultant and a social media strategist rather than like an actual manager for those platforms. So that's kind of like what it's looking like right now. In 2018, I have a really exciting plan where I'm going to be launching sort of like group programs for each platform. So for Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook groups, and just help people, you know, build up their influence on each of those. And then there's going to be a course kind of accompanying those. So it's more of like an organized sort of like consistent like program that I'm launching rather than just like one-on-one client work like I used to do.
That's awesome. That sounds super exciting.
Yeah.
The number one request that to be on this show is that you have to have something for free. Do you have something for free for us today?
I do. Yeah, I have a lot of stuff for free, but I actually just wrote a really good freebie. This is like my like all-time best one. Yeah. It's a content calendar for Instagram, a 2019 content calendar. And it not only just gives you like prompts that like, so it's a content calendar to increase sales, and it kind of works backwards and like reverse engineers what you plan on selling and how to write captions around that that are going to you know, make your audience want to buy it when you do release it. It's kind of like a prep for that launch. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, like included in that freebie, I also go over like the 5 different types of content and like some algorithm hacks for Instagram. So it's like a really great starting point if you're trying to get bigger with Instagram or even just get started with Instagram. So
that's awesome.
Do you want me to send you that now or should I do it later?
Send it to me and I will put it in the show notes and people will be able to access it wherever they can.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds good.
And that's awesome. That's actually a really good segue into the 3 questions that I have for you here. Mm-hmm. What are the 3 keys that have helped you to get up to where you are right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've thought about this like so many times because I feel like I've answered this. Like I've had a lot of people ask me this as well. And there's so much that goes into really starting a business and being successful. You know, like you can, you know, there's so much strategy, so much mindset, you know, of course, the ambition, the dedication, all of that, of course. So it's really hard to sum up into like 3 things. So here are my 3 things, but I feel like there's a lot more than this that it really takes to be successful. But these are just kind of the main ones. So the first one for me is consistency. I think that is like hands down the absolute most important thing with anything. I made sure to show up in my business every single day. Even if it was something small, like, I don't know, like just like, you know, getting up and paying a bill or I don't know, just something like small, or even just, you know, getting online and just mingling in Facebook groups and commenting on other people's photos, or going out and getting content for my own, you know, like Instagram or something like that, whatever it may be, like making sure to put in the effort and show up in at least a small way every single day, even when you don't feel like it, will lead to really big results in the long run. So yeah, I think consistency is the most important. And then influence for me, I worked really hard this past year on growing my audience. So I grew my Facebook group, I grew my Instagram. I'm starting to get more into Pinterest. And then my email list as well. And I think, you know, the larger audience you have, the more you're able to sell, the more money you're able to make, and the more you're able to make it your way. I feel like a lot of people kind of limit themselves because they, you know, have a very small audience and then they want to launch all these high-end programs and all this stuff. And they make money, you know, they're successful, but they, I feel like can make more, you know, passive income and could make it more, I don't know, their way. They could do more like automated digital products if they had a larger audience and all of that. So yeah, I think one of the biggest things that allowed me to make the impact and make the income that I wanted was really building up my social networking platforms and building up my influence. And then for the third one, I would say market research. I feel like a lot of people, at least in my industry, in the online space with like business coaches and life coaches, I feel like they all, not all of them, but I feel like a lot of people kind of launch what they want to and what they feel like launching rather than what people actually need and want. Mm-hmm. So I think market research is really important. Find what people are actually needing and wanting to buy and what they are currently buying. And look at what everybody else is doing and what everyone else is selling, and don't, you know, sell what everyone else is selling. Try to fill some sort of niche or some sort of gap there. So yeah, I think those would be like my top 3 that really allowed me to be successful.
Wow, those are some serious value bombs you just dropped on us there, Mia.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Let's dig deeper a little bit. Let's dig deeper into consistency. How do you stay consistent? Do you have like schedule or something, or how would you advise somebody to start getting consistent?
Yeah, that's a good idea, or that's a good question. I don't do schedules. I'm like a very kind of disorganized person. I work better from a place of inspiration, so I'm not really the type to, you know, I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and I'm going to put in this work until 5 p.m. Like, I'm not that type. Like, sometimes I'll get super inspired at 3 a.m. and I'll work. And sometimes I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and work. Like, it just, you know, it depends. Sometimes I want to work a 15-hour day because I love what I'm doing that day. And sometimes I, like, can barely even open my laptop without, like, cringing. So it really just depends, I think. But for me, I would say for me, like, because I work better from a place of inspiration, I show up when and how I feel like it. So if that's something small, like I just make sure to do something every single day. And that something can be just anything that I'm feeling like doing. It could be responding to emails. It could be, I don't know, writing a caption for Instagram. It could be coming out with a new package, whatever it is, big or small, I have to do something every single day. So I would say, like, if for people who aren't, like, for people who are good at organization and all of that, then maybe write yourself a plan of what you're going to do every single day to lead up to your goal. But if you're not good at organization like me, and you work better from a place of inspiration, then I would say to just commit every single day to doing something, regardless of how big or small it is, and make sure that you're inspired to do that day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So basically, do something every single day.
Yep.
And eventually you'll be successful.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. That's yep. great.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about influence? What about how can people start gaining influence? Let's say they're just starting out, right?
Yeah.
Some of the steps that they can take to gain that influence? Great.
That's a really good question. Yeah. So I think the biggest mistake people make when it comes to social media is they try to do all the things and show up in all the different platforms and all of that. So I would say find out, like, who you're trying to target and where your audience is hanging out and focus on that platform. So for me in the beginning, that was Facebook groups and kind of Instagram. I didn't really grow my own Instagram. I did that for other people, but it was mainly Facebook groups. That's really where I really spent my time. I would say, like, find out where your audience is and where they're hanging out and really master that platform before moving on to other platforms. Because I think people just get really overwhelmed because they want to, you know, go on everything. And, you know, I think another kind of side note, this is kind of off topic, but I think another big mistake people make is they put the same content on every single platform. So in the beginning, I see a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, get on Facebook or they get a Facebook page, get a Facebook group, and get an Instagram and a Twitter and, like, all this stuff. And they'll, you know, make some graphics or take some photos and write it captions and they'll put it on every single one of the platforms.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the platforms serve, like, a different purpose for each one. So, you know, I just think it's kind of an incorrect way to go about it. And especially one of my all-time favorite coaches kind of brought this point up where she said, if people are following you on multiple platforms, it's because they really like you. And if they're just seeing the same stuff, they don't really have an incentive to follow you anywhere else but one thing. So we really want to, like, increase our points of contact and really want people to follow us on multiple things and all of that. So I think figure out what platform serves what purpose and master that and get good at that before moving on to others. And when you do move on to others, you know, figure out what you can give your audience that's different from the other one.
That's awesome.
I hope that makes sense. That was kind of a little.
That makes a lot of sense because
cool.
Most people, when they're studying out, they're everywhere. You're right. They're everywhere and they don't know what to do. So basically master one platform, become the expert in that platform, and then move on to the other ones once you're established, right? The other one is do market research. How do you go about doing market research? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so that really ties into the influence because, I mean, if you don't have an audience, you can still do market research. You can go into other people's Facebook groups and you can poll. But having your own audience really helps, and that's why I think that, like, I just think that is, like, the most important thing that you need to focus on almost before selling. Like, still focus on selling, but I feel like a lot of people get into it and they just want to sell in the beginning, that they don't do any of, like, the beginning steps to lead up to a good sale. They just want to sell. So they don't focus on, like, growing their audience and all of that. They don't know what their audience wants because they don't do the proper, like, market research and all of that. I think build up your own audience, and then you can pull your own audience. You can, you know, pull in your Instagram stories. You can pull on your Facebook group, and you can offer an incentive. You know, if they answer, like, maybe they get a freebie or a downloadable guide or something like that from you. I think that really ties into influence. But if, like I said, if you don't have your own, like, audience, then you can also use other people's. But your market research is going to be, like, better targeted if it's from your own audience. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I would say poll. I would say poll in your stories and poll on your Facebook group. That's what I've done.
That's awesome. That's really good. That's some serious value bombs you're dropping on us there.
Thank you.
So what kind of advice would you give people who want to get into social media management? What kind of things they should be thinking about? What advice would you give them when they're first starting out?
Yeah. So specifically with social media management, if they wanted to get into that business, I'd have to think, because I don't really know of like a solid sort of way to go about doing it. Like, I just know kind of what I did. And what I did was I pitched myself right away. I didn't have anything. I didn't have a website. I think I had like 800 followers on Instagram. Like, I didn't have testimonials. I didn't have anything when I started. And I just joined some Facebook groups and decided to kind of look around, see what other people were doing, see what other people were offering, what other people were buying. And somebody posted in one of the groups that they were looking for an Instagram manager. And I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, she's never going to go for me. There's like a million people commenting, like, you know, but then I thought, I was like, you miss, you know, 100% of the chances that you don't take, or the shots you don't take. So I was like, might as well. If anything, at least I'll gain the experience of pitching myself, and it'll become easier next time. So that's kind of all I was expecting. I wasn't expecting to get a job out of it. And I just pitched myself to her. I was really authentic. And this is probably a really good, ties into what you were asking, is to be really authentic in the beginning. I see a lot of people wanting to start businesses and they act like they're some big corporation and they have like, you know, team working for them and all this stuff, and it's totally inauthentic and not true. So I just think, like, you know, yeah, just show people where you're at and be honest and straightforward, and people will see that and admire that. So that's kind of what I did with her. I was like, look, I don't have any sort of, you know, I don't have any testimonials. I don't have a website to show you. I really don't have much to show you, but you know, I would love this opportunity. I could even offer you, like, I think I offered her like a 2-week free trial or something like that. And I was like, I'd love to offer you this free trial to, you know, prove my value, because I know that I could totally, like, I know what I'm doing. Give me a chance, you know, that kind of sort of pitch. And she ended up going for it, and she was super sweet, and she was like, I ended up asking her, I was like, you know, I'm really surprised that you chose me, because I wasn't expecting that. What made you, you know, choose me out of all the other people that you were getting comments from and messages from? And she just said that, you know, she really appreciated the vulnerability and the honesty, and she could tell that I really wanted the job, and other people were just kind of sending her like links, like, here's my website, pick me, kind of thing. And so she just kind of admired the way that I went about it. So that's kind of what I did. I just pitched myself in the beginning, and I did that before focusing on like my website. And that's another thing. Like, I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, don't want to do the uncomfortable thing that actually leads to a sale. So they'll put a million different obstacles in front of them to do first. Like, they'll tell themselves they have to do this first before they can officially launch. So they have to finish their website. They have to finish their logo. They have to rebrand. They have to do this, 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 and this. And it's all like just not true. You know, like, you just have to have the confidence to go out and try to get a client and know what you're doing and all of that. So all of that is important. Websites, logos, like, it's all good. It's all important, but like, you don't absolutely need that to make money. So to go back to your question, which I'm starting to forget, what was it again? I got sidetracked. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just advice for somebody.
Yeah. Advice. Yeah. So yeah, I would just say, be really straightforward, be vulnerable, be honest in the beginning. And don't be afraid to actually just go out and get the client, get the sale, get the work, as opposed to trying to like finish all this stuff before you can like think that you're ready. So I would just say, just go for it. Have the confidence to just go for it.
That's awesome. That's really great. Oh, man, I love it. Just be authentic. Mm-hmm. That's number one key to success, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, brutal honesty, right?
Yeah.
So the other question I have for you is, let's imagine 5 years from now, what kind of advice would you give yourself now, 5 years from now, looking ahead?
Mm-hmm. Right? That's a good question. Yeah. Well, it's hard to say, because I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years. Like, I know where I want to be in 5 years. I think probably I would tell myself to care less. Like, I feel like my first year, I really kind of hid my business from my family and my friends. And it was kind of like I had this sort of alternate, universe going on online. And I was like two different people online. I had like my personal life, and then I had my business. And I think I would have been more successful if I was more willing to share that business side and sort of blur that into like my personal life more. But I think I was just kind of scared what people would think of me. And so I would say in 5 years, like I would think that's totally like ridiculous that I thought that way. And I should have in the beginning been totally like comfortable and fine sharing my business with the world and my friends and all that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Really glad, really glad you came on this podcast and so much value here you've just given us. And any last comments?
I don't think so. You asked really good questions. I think a lot of what I really believe in came out in those answers. So yeah, I don't think so. Just thank you for having me. I'm really, really happy to be here. So thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Mia. Thank you for coming on the show. And I will look forward to seeing you do big things in the next few years. Awesome. Oh, don't forget to download or get her freebie in the show notes. Yep. And she will be able to help you wherever she can. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.